Nothing.
I'm gonna try calling you out by name, but shit, it wasn't nothing.
What you say about me?
Nothing, man. Just talking shit.
Use my name. In the street? Talk, motherfucker!
He just, you know, say that you need to step two in that. I don't know. He just running his mouth, son.
You call me a punk?
It was bullshit, man. You ain't need that on your mind.
What the fuck you know about what I need on my mind, motherfucker? My name was on the street? If we bounce from this shit here, I'm gonna go down in them corners, let them people know. Word did not get back to me. Let them know Marlo stepped to any motherfucker, Omar, Barksdale, whoever. My name is my name.
Hey, don't start your episode, man.
Oh, it's on. Oh, I ain't know. I love y'all niggas. You heard, this the best shit on the universe. You heard what I'm saying? Don Kong, D-Rican Hippie Show, starring... You know, Spliff, starring Chun Chun. And you know, we got a beautiful guest here today. How you doing, man?
Hi.
Tiance knows it all. Hey, y'all.
Okay, I ain't want to say her name, though. Say it one more time for the people.
It's Tiance knows it all. My mother said I don't know shit, but that's another story.
Peace, YouTube. Welcome back. I got you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I thought my shit was over.
Wanted my son to pop his shit. You know what I'm saying? But welcome back to the Don Cole and D-Week and Hippie Show. Starring Spliff and Chun Chun.
You feel me?
This should be episode 312, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely right. We do a lot of episodes. Shout out to the Rumble shit, if y'all on y'all Rumble shit. You feel me?
That's a fact, man. Make sure that y'all go on y'all Rumble shit. Make sure that I subscribe to Rumble and check all the exclusive content on there. But we back, man. Chun Chun over there trying to get her personal camera, you know, situated. Yeah, but it is what it is.
You know, being angry, yeah, brother. Yeah, we keep talking about that shit.
I got a smile on my face.
I was
being flash. I rushed a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But
yo, the episode is here, y'all. We love y'all.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm here with a few lovely, trusted people. You know what I'm saying? My son Spliff, Chun Chun, Tina. You know what I'm saying? All you gotta do that screw on the top. You screw it?
Nah, but wasn't it like this before?
Yeah, but you on the back, you screw it, unscrew it, yep, and it's gonna start loosening up, and it's gonna go like this, right? And then you tighten it up when you want it like that, right? Boom. Hey. Then the other knob,
talk
you
about
turn
it.
That, and then you tighten it up.
This is the type of
pause.
This nigga did a tutorial on the podcast.
This is what we need. We need help.
Oh, I'm on a video this time.
It's not good.
It's not bad.
They keep asking about you. Who the hell? We hear the voice, but we don't see the face.
You should register.
Oh, that eyes. Shout out to the people.
You should register what I'm doing. When I did it for you the first time.
Oh, hell no.
Don't play like that. Don't play like that. Like Spliff.
I'll bother you.
When we finish with the episode, he'll be like, yo, how I take this apart, bro? I got you, bro. I'll be like, nigga.
Yeah, because this nigga. This nigga would dead be here like, nah, bro, you good. I got it. I'll be like, yo, my nigga, it's three of us here. I gotta wait till you finish. Nah, nigga, come on. Like, I'm... I can do it with you, gang. You feel me? I'll be... Oh, I'm in here.
Like a professional.
Yo, shout out to the beautiful ladies on Chun Chun. I'm TikTok and all that. I love y'all. See y'all. You feel me?
Chun Chun got the ladies. She got the Ava DuVernay.
Yeah, I got to. Because y'all niggas be on some shit, you know? Shit.
What's good, man?
I got my mic all on her face and whatnot.
You need the video, though.
How my people feeling, man? How you feeling?
You put video or you did?
I'm all right. I could be better, though. I feel all right, though. Yeah. Shout out to the weekend, though. It was a great, great weekend.
I feel you. That's what's up. How you feeling, Chun?
You
good?
A whole lot of shit always happened to me. But today's going to be a good episode.
You just got off the road, though.
What happened?
A good episode.
You had a good vacation?
Before we get into everything, I'm gonna say these three things. There's three things that causes people that have kids to break up. Three C's.
Oh, wait.
We're gonna get into it later,
I'm gonna say. Have you on the three C's? Go ahead.
Have you on the three C's? Like,
when you said it. Because it definitely is a shit that need to be spoken.
And me and Lightning, what the three C's are. Three C's is communication, cheating, and control. All right? Let's be honest. All that shit happens for the reason why people don't want to be together.
Right.
But the reason why I really advocate it is because it's like, you had a kid. Why didn't y'all make it work? You know what I'm saying? So the greed and the selfishness and all that comes in. And so much stuff. And there's another letter that I always say, A, you know, and that's another reason why I say if that happens, trying to get yourself out of that, you know? But the three C's are the most common when you hear stories. Right. But we're going to touch up on that later.
I feel like there's maybe five. Maybe comprehension and cash. But that's another level.
We're
gonna talk about that too.
I think those
three. Damn, I ain't gonna lie. Comprehension and cash go crazy.
Yeah.
When I already felt like two of the shit she said was like the same
it
shit.
It goes into it. It does.
Control, communication. If you trying to control the communication, it's already.
You ain't getting no cash, nigga.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
but,
like,
no comprehension.
Yeah, that's nah, shit, but, you know. But we're gonna get into it later. Yeah, and there's definitely. Another thing. That I have PTSD over something, but you know, okay. It ties into the three C's. But go ahead.
Okay, your people been missing you, like you know, the subscribers. Yes. Not in that way. Just
yo, what's
niggas that be watching it on a regular basis. Like yo, wait, you know what I mean?
Niggas don't appreciate niggas for real. Like I'm gonna be real with y'all niggas. Like
if y'all don't
see Chun Chun. Y'all niggas don't give a fuck about these two niggas. I don't like
we
it.
We see no faces.
I gotta relax.
Fuck them.
I fuck with it. I kind of like it.
Niggas said I like not being popular. Niggas
like
said,
whatever. I don't like the eyes being on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what y'all doing next?
Nah, give me a like or something. Say something.
I think people like the mediation. You know, the back and forth. Because
a couple females in my private.
Niggas be stealing my words. Like,
I'm the only female on here, and I have to defend between these damn two. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like,
all
who's abusing?
Nobody's not abusing.
This is crazy.
It's mindset.
Defend yourself
mindset
for what?
Mindset.
We here to elevate together. What is the who's bringing you down?
I think she means she's here to give a different point of view.
Yeah,
on top. You know what I'm saying? That's what
you right too. My bad. I'm a nose.
How misunderstanding can be.
Yeah, it can happen.
Arise without communication or comprehension.
I promise you, y'all two wasn't here. It would have been like that.
It's easy not to do that so, but it's not a bad thing.
That's why I invited Tina. I like when Chun Chun feel like, all right, I got somebody on side.
She got a girl tag team partner.
Let's get it. Man, we can talk about what y'all want to talk about. What up?
What? Girl, you said something. She gonna say something.
Let's see what they feel about this.
I was safe when Third was here and they was making sure I was okay. Tina got like, Chun looking at niggas like,
something
y'all niggas solve. I see it's the beanie energy.
Let's see how they feel.
The beanie energy rubbing off on
you. Let's see how they feel about this one. Y'all heard about Dre and Michelle?
Drea.
You sent that? You sent it to
her? Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't send it to nobody.
So
we got comments on this?
I have comments on this shit.
She one of these other video mixing models that I was telling you about. She's dealing with an NBA player right now named Jalen Green from the Houston Rockets, right?
Boy, get me money.
Yeah, he under 25 or he 25 years old.
21.
Yeah, he 21.
Wow.
Her son is 21.
Nigga try to get that nigga more time. Nigga said 25. Nigga said it's 21.
Right, she about to have a kid.
Or
with
son.
Him, right?
He about to have a kid.
Well,
right? Yeah.
He's beating roll. Facts. He's beating roll. That's it. It ain't no having a baby.
My son is 21.
No
predatory
so
predatory or not? What's up? Holla at me.
That is predatory.
Look, that go right to, so hand with
I just had this conversation with both my sons. He's 21 and the youngest is 15 and I said
son that was 15 was like, what? I will crush the niggas, word everything.
No,
so
I'm just telling that not even my that situation. Mm-hmm. I was saying like I wouldn't want them with a woman who has a child or married or have been in that situation. Even like
with a cougar.
Jordan's
sons with Pippen's
Right, because you've already seen a part of life that my children have not seen yet.
Jordan's
so
son is with Scottie Pippen's wife.
So my thing is this. I don't really care about that shit. That shit's just
each his own. But for my children, I don't want that.
My intake on it is
no viejitas on her baby.
Some people look at double standards type shit, right? Double standards as the man, if a man do it, he's called a predator, you know, type shit.
Mm-hmm.
But if a female do it, she's a cougar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what this
right?
shit said, too.
Yeah. But isn't that the same thing?
It is.
Yeah. They give off the same vibe.
But, I mean,
they're
not
bosses.
To everybody. I think to certain
but
people.
But men are more
like
able to be like.
No, to me, I think that they're both disgusting.
Right. They're supposed to be the same. But is it because a man, it makes him feel more like predator, you know? Pounce, bitch. you know, and a cougar is like, you know.
Right. Oh, I think
this is so I think that just goes with old as fuck.
I think that just goes with the perception that they put out there.
Yeah, how you see
yeah.
it.
Of
male and female. So they over sexualize a female, right. cougar, and they criminalized
a creepy.
Male.
But she creepy too.
Being raped, so yeah. the case.
Definitely creepy.
I mean, but was it creepy? Because when R. Kelly married Aaliyah, then may she rest in peace. There was nothing like it was.
It still
something
was,
big, but it was not something.
It wasn't big. It
right.
wasn't big.
There was so many.
But it's still the same meaning.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not
like,
saying not about the Aaliyah shit.
You know, I don't know.
I mean, I just to each his own.
But they didn't have a kid together, and I was just like,
no, I'm just saying that people allow people to be with older and younger,
and
your mind, your mentality is not in the same place.
I was just saying that today, like, some people rather someone younger versus someone older. I feel like it's a mindset thing. Like,
yeah, because an older woman or older man is going to expect more and want more from a
younger.
From their significant other. But if they're younger,
women. Perfect words. That was perfect words.
Later.
Significant yeah. other, because it doesn't go to like the youth.
When you do that, you shut it down, the person they're with.
It's gonna be complicated because now a young girl, you can do her hair, you're gonna do her hair, you're gonna do some eyelashes.
It's more
young
give a fuck if she
the older woman
about
wants
shit.
Electricity bill. She's like, I need some eggs, bread, and milk. So
three months in, what's up?
I think it depends on the kind of
you just know your value.
No, but some of the young girls now know their value too
because they put in the work. So now it's like, what can you bring to the table if I can finance myself? And I have good credit.
No, fuck. You don't got to finance yourself. I could find four of the motherfuckers to finance myself.
Right.
Like some
that
people
too.
Got.
Oh,
so,
God.
No, it's being real.
Yeah.
We're going to the
what
it is.
No, that's real. But I'm trying to finance myself. So, I'm talking.
So you got niggas
like you
out
said,
here.
You
got niggas out here using other niggas' accounts.
To finance
illusions for the females they're talking to. So, we all deal with bullshit.
Wicked.
Scary.
Sorry.
Top wicked. Because that shit is just, like I said, getting back on topic, right? You're dealing with this person, your son is the same age. It just makes me think.
Nah,
like,
I'm not dealing with no.
What you do your son like you weird like? But then again, it's a mindset. Maybe she wants someone younger because she likes to be in control. Maybe she wants someone younger because
she's an info. We gotta say the facts. It's
like the niggas of her age, 36, ain't really.
My son can't plick
like
it, plick it back. My
and
son might not be
too.
Able to.
I've heard that.
I'm
like,
a snapper.
Yeah, you want a younger person because they can fulfill certain things
that is
crazy.
Some people got younger people to be stylists.
Come on now.
Time out. I'm bringing this up because niggas ain't see it, right? Look at the young man that she's talking to. Look at the young man he's talking to and what old 90s rapper do we... No. The little nigga right here.
The son.
Who he reminds you of? I'll tell you in 2 seconds. Let it process.
Oh, my God. Tupac.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you, my nigga. Thank you. That nigga had the earring on.
Tupac.
It was over.
Right. That's crazy.
She's
like, yo,
like
Pac
that.
Beat. Nah, I'm talking about Pac Beat. Pac Beat. If she not bringing up who the pops is, Pac Beat. Sorry. I'm being ignorant. Yeah, Pac Beat. Word of mother.
I mean, I don't...
That's a scary situation, though.
You got to stop those spirits mingling when that feels like you think...
And she been dealing with him for like 2 years, right?
Yeah.
The boy?
Yeah.
I think they've been on each other. I heard Omarion
too is with his young wife that's like 20-something.
Yeah,
and he's
40. She was mad young.
And he was...
Let's get to that part.
Like she's
like mad young.
No, she was young. Like
no,
like
she's 13. Mad young right now.
Yeah. All these niggas, in this
like,
industry.
As they ages
like
up, they should...
16, they
off.
Got, yeah, like...
They all be dealing with...
I mean, but
yeah,
understand.
Women.
In other countries and shit...
Yeah, in other religions, they do that.
They do that.
At 14.
Right.
15.
These niggas in this...
They doing this shit. So, we can't really put a stamp on American standards. Because
that's
it's
true,
cool. We're in America. Because other countries, they're like, oh, shit, she doing the right shit. Like,
right.
You know, kind of backwards, but, you know, but...
Are we approving white man nasty?
The who nasty?
Are we approving white man nasty? I'm just being
ignorant
right now.
We're just saying that's happening
over
there.
I think it's white man nasty. elevated into the urban culture. But no, I'm just saying, I don't
they
know.
Definitely
maybe
put
not,
that
maybe
out
so.
There. That was, yeah. Of course they allowed those,
that look kind of dangerous.
Those standards to come
young girls.
That era or that time to come trickle
yeah.
down.
When
don't
they,
get me wrong.
When they unionize.
And have tribes and stuff that in different countries, not just only.
Because
you know,
that's all they know,
gotta
though.
Stop being but,
that's all you know.
It's been trickling down. So, like I said, is it really a double standard when we look at it? Or is it just a, how you say, how they word it? How they, you know, categorize
it? It could be how you see it. You feel me? Some people
y'all
not going to look at celebrities by doing anything wrong.
Yeah, because they even...
I mean, there's nothing different by a pedophile and a man who's a celebrity dating a young girl. There's like,
no,
there's
the,
nothing...
the only difference is that nigga has mad money and got lawyers
that's
to not make
right.
him go to court.
That's the only
and
thing.
Do time
and paying
in life.
The families,
yeah, that's the
nasty and
shit.
Helping
and you
him.
Got people, and you got people... Not talking. And you got people that... You got likeness. So you got people that like you, because... I say this name right now, and all y'all gonna be like, yo, he's a great actor, but all he deals with is younger women. But
who, the James Bond nigga?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But he's, yeah. But he's white, and then he, like, for mad years, didn't have no facial hair.
There's an exception.
You feel me? The nigga already gave creep vibes. If niggas ain't running around with a goatee and a mustache,
I'm
sorry. And you would fuck with that nigga with no facial hair.
I wouldn't.
But another nigga, you wouldn't.
I mean, if
you wouldn't fuck with him with no beard.
I don't like him.
How old is he? That's nasty. But if you 50,
like that. But
that's how people going to.
If you 50 and you dealing with a 25-year-old, what is that?
Let me tell you something.
That's like Drake. I wouldn't deal with... Oh, sorry.
If you 50 and you're dealing with a 25-year-old, what is that? You know what I'm saying? Like...
Yeah.
I mean...
25. You grown.
You grown.
As
but,
but that's a 25-year difference.
It is a 25.
It's
weird. I was 25 when you was born.
But my mentality
right.
is going to date somebody that's
right.
50 and I'm 25. Like,
no, it's just,
I
there's
weird.
Nothing.
Like that old vibe.
It's
that.
Weird,
yo, shout out to the old video RV that
to
that
disagree
blew my,
that it's weird.
Like, it's baby. Weird, but it's your preference. I can't knock someone. I can't knock someone for, you know, but I'm going to look at you. You know, I don't want to misjudge you, but there's going to be some judgment in that
shit. So do you think
shit.
There's a problem with a 35-year-old woman going out with an 85-year-old man?
Nah.
Right?
That bitch out there for his pension, bitch. Ain't no
thank
problem.
You. As long
what
as you said
you
it.
What the fuck
is you
doing with that nigga?
As long as you said it. She waiting for that nigga to catch a heart attack with her outfit.
Kneecaps over there.
Yeah, like she goggling them
balls
or something because ain't no motherfucking way.
But that's what I mean because that's the... She's 39 and her...
39, you 80? Come on.
She's 39 and her boyfriend is 21. So,
yeah, because I ain't gonna lie. If I'm fucking grandma, it's a lot of angry grandsons gonna try to kill me, so I won't be out well.
Now, is this something that plays a part in it? He's a grown man. He got a career as a basketball professional. He's handling millions of dollars. Maybe his mentality
is
totally different than
an average
21-year-old.
No,
he hasn't. He only been here
because
for 21 years.
I can tell you that it's not because 2 years ago, a video surfaced of him humping his teammate.
Okay, but listen, she's been here almost 40 years. She has a 21-year-old child. She's been through several relationships. Not judging her, but you and my son cannot have anything in common besides the fact that you...
Y'all like sports.
Because you know... Nah, because you know...
That's too.
Because
favorite
like you
car,
said,
but not the
you
same
got a
age.
Son, you got a son mm-hmm. that's the same age, so you
and
know how touchy. A 21-year-old...
No. You
mine
know how
works.
I look at it?
No, I don't even...
Bucky,
even my nephew
you,
who was 21 who was advanced... And I wouldn't like that for my nephew. You know what I mean?
Let me
it's
put
just,
it out like this.
Especially in this era.
You, like, I understand the whole, like I said, you're going to have people out there that's going to date whatever, okay. you know, at whatever age. It, I think the what the yeah, most part is that your son is okay. the same age as this person that you're having a kid with. You know?
Yeah, maybe
this
that's
person
the weird part, yeah.
has, this guy, this young, that's this young guy part. Has never really fulfilled life yet.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Never fulfilled and never know what mess ups are. Never know what this is. Never know how to get into this relationship versus that. You know, I'm just saying, some people do get together
right
and
now.
They live together forever because, all right, I like this. This mm-hmm. is my, this is my lane. This is my, you know.
And sometimes there's a backstory, right? Because not everyone is raised with two parents
right.
at home. Some people are not raised with any parents. So we don't know his situation that maybe he's looking for a mother figure or someone to care for him. So it could be both ways, you know what I mean? Again, to each his own, like you said, but it's just, I wouldn't
My mindset can't get me there.
It's like, oh, yes. Bomb it right now, you heard?
Nah, that's the same thing as, like, I know I can't be gay because I know that cannot happen. Like, it's just, what is that? What is that?
It be out gay. Yes. All right, so look, check this out, y'all.
Oh, check it out.
This is just straight outrageous random. None of this shit is going to happen, but it might. But just hear me out.
Coming from you? All right, go ahead.
Here, Pippa, take that.
Oh, I'm afraid.
All right, so look, you might be a little afraid of not just put it on the side, but yo, what happened if the nigga that played ball, right?
Right.
This is mad bullshit. Just hear me out, though.
It's a scenario.
What happened if the nigga that played ball, them niggas went to the same college, right?
What up, Pop?
The nigga took his JV spot. Nigga took a high school shorty or some shit.
Oh wait, they in the same team.
No. I'm just playing. I'm just bullshitting because they the same age. I'm just bullshitting because they the same age. So look, a nigga that could have took his basketball spot, a nigga that could have took one of his girls, his ex girl could have been a fan of this nigga, and now the nigga's boning his moms.
Yo, listen, that situation happened with Scottie Pippen's ex wife. She was dealing with a basketball player that's currently in the NBA. His name is Malik Beasley.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that her son got drafted to the Lakers that same year that he was on the team and that he was messing with his mother.
Dang.
So what happened? They got a kid?
No, that's why you don't shit where you eat.
The dude Malik Beasley was just fucking with her for a little bit, but still... It just so happens, coincidentally, that
he was in the same team as the son.
Got drafted by his team, and he was messing with. You know what I'm saying? But right now, that's the girl that's messing with Michael Jordan's son. So Michael Jordan's son is messing with Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
And future side joint.
But we're going to end this topic. I just wanted to throw that topic out because the way we started, it felt like what you were saying.
It was right. Got to tap in. Split female males. That's
so we had to crazy. Talk some shit. You know what I'm saying? But what's good, y'all, man? How y'all feel about this Nicki and Meg joint?
I like it.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to keep it a band.
Tell Bigfoot.
This is like a pop battle. I don't like how niggas keep trying to say it's like a rap battle. It's not rap, bro.
This is a lullaby.
This is the ladies with the big bag.
Why is it a pop battle?
Bro, because what lyrical song does Meg really got? Mm-hmm. She could rap. Not disrespecting none of that. But the majority of them songs is shake that ass in the middle of the song.
When she first twerk came music. Out, she had that lyrical.
She got, no, da, 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 she had that.
The reason why she stopped it because of
the money.
People don't want to. They want to see ass and shit. So when she was giving that, you know, on the beat, off the beat type shit, go fast, go slow, she was giving all the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And she does do it. If you,
and that was
I'm picking up for her because in her album, she does have it. But on TV, she was going to sell more.
Yeah, she
you know,
over.
So either way, I just didn't. Nicki should have just kept her ramp in her basement, wherever she was. And just kept talking. She didn't have to put the music out. So what made me say to myself, right? If I was Nicki, and you coming for my kid, and you this Caribbean person that you are, I would have blew her up on a Jamaican beat or something. Or I would have just, you know, just did, but that little lullaby put me to sleep type of song. Nicki.
Oh, Nicki.
I expected.
Oh, so Meg said something about her son?
No, about her
mother.
Her baby's father.
But she brought up her son in one of the... Don't talk about my son. Da, 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 da. So I was just saying that, you know, if you this person, right? This rap queen and stuff like that. I would never put that out. But then again, looking at her, it could have been a joke, like a mock you type shit. Like, bitch, I could put a fucking stupid ass song out and still make
it. So in the diss,
I think this is what was her thing. Like,
so in the diss song, the hiss song, Meg Thee Stallion song, she referenced Megan's Law.
Yeah, I know the father's like.
Which, if you look up Megan's Law, is it has to do with something?
Yeah, little girl. I don't know if she got raped or killed
or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's in reference to her baby pops. You know what I'm saying? So that's what Nicki took. You know what I mean? Personal. And she been saying, if you talk about my family, I'ma just go overboard on anybody right now. That's just how I've been feeling since I had my son. And then she just started talking about her dad, mother, and all that shit.
That part, yeah. You just, you.
I was like, all right, cool.
And like everybody said, if she would have talked about your father, you know, being a speed bump,
it's all.
You would have never, cause make Nikki's dad got hit by a car. That's how he passed away.
Oh my goodness.
So what if she just said to you like, that's why your dad was a speed bump. Me and Tina was talking. You know what I'm saying? You'll be really highly upset.
Nah, me and Tina so was talking about this. On. That shit is.
Me and Tina was talking about this off.
Like you that hateful. For you to say some shit like that. Think, like, you a hateful ass. Like, you really want to hurt me.
I think Meg threw that out.
And you say those words to hurt me. To make me feel.
I think Meg threw that out because she got her album coming. Of course. Like, Nikki, he is as good as anything else. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So.
Listen.
Hurt people. And it, to me, it's a lot of nonsense. Like, it's not even music. Like, we need to get back to... Like, I was watching the documentary right now, We Are the World, We Are the Children. Mm-hmm. And that was so deep, so powerful, so many amazing artists. And the artists need to come together and, like, do... First of all, so many things, like...
The artists that we have now...
Right.
I would never want to see them in a motherfucking We Are the World.
No, not in that way, but I just mean,
we have to really select...
I mean, that's what I mean.
That song could really... be there for another 10, 20 years. I don't want Uzi in the front. I don't
want to. Uzi could be on there. Don't do that.
No, I mean more so with the women.
He's gonna be there with American flag outfit.
Who's beefing right now with men?
Like a Ryu fucking hairstyle.
The men that's arguing.
Who's beefing right now?
Like
men?
Rappers, yeah.
Jim and Pusha.
Jim threw out shade to anybody. He said, "Yo, I'm ready."
Ross Jim and Jones? 50.
It ain't too many niggas beefing.
Ross and 50.
They just
doing Gem and Pusha.
I think she mean who rapping back and forth right now.
Yeah, it's not that many.
No, it's all the girls.
Yeah, the girls is lit right now.
And really, Nikki, because Nikki was
all the young niggas is in jail. Free all the young niggas. The whole half of the drill culture's in jail right now. That shit go crazy.
That's what they need to be talking about. That's what they need to be.
Well, New York is like drill music, is it?
New York.
New York got no better everything, but no niggas love drill.
Yeah.
They adopted that shit, so they really like that shit right now.
Nigga said, Chief Keef Pop, we going with Chief Keef, you heard?
Yeah.
Like, that us.
I don't know, but that Nicki and Meg shit, I think it just sparked out of nowhere, so I think it's ridiculous, you know what I'm saying?
I grew up on Eve.
I was just saying that, yes.
Mary J. Blige.
You know what? It's the Biggie lyrics. Smalls, that's
kind Jay-Z. Of I don't know. I can't connect at all with a lot of this music. But you know, some songs, but here, an album, I would listen to albums, the tapes back and forth, the CDs, A and B, the like. This is just trash.
Niggas don't even know A and B. Shout to you for that.
Showing my age. Ew.
Google it.
Nah, you good.
It's so big.
Half of y'all niggas ain't the A side, you heard? Half of y'all niggas ain't the A side. True facts.
Yeah, true facts. B side, bomb side. But, yeah, it's a lot of that stuff.
That's the title right there. Y'all niggas ain't the A side. You feel me? That's nice.
Timestamp.
Bam.
Timestamp. But, yeah, it's a lot of that stuff. And we're just trying to be peaceful. I'm trying to be peaceful. I'm trying to be, you know, come with love and light and strength. You know, that good shit. Because it's too much.
A lot of shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to ride these waves because life is lifing. You need a lifesaver. Yo,
free suit surf and all that. Mm. My bad.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm just be high.
Absolutely.
Talking about jail and shit, what you feel about the jail leaking all that shit with Young Thug right now?
Oh, with the pictures?
The pictures in the jail cell. And then, the shit with him and his girl talking on the phone.
What pictures they had out of
Wasn't
my phone?
Was it his ex? Okay, so let me interpret this for you. So
he got pictures of the lobby.
Got the boobie on the way. Nothing wrong with the boobie on the wall.
What's her name? Mariah the Scientist.
Mariah the Scientist.
Okay.
That's so shorty.
I think that's his shorty, right?
That's shorty. Isn't that he's like fucking his, with right now? Yeah.
Okay. So, but in the jail cell, you see the whole of old shorty. Just. You know, like...
Oh, he got the old movies on the wall. He got
you got the shit posted with tape
and
all that shit.
Nah, fuck it. Man, I still try to keep... You know what I mean? You need to switch up off the beat off. You feel me? Maybe it's just a switch off for the beat off. Why you wilding like that?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe she contacted him and sent him some pictures.
Right, she may, maybe made him a board, you know. I'm assuming there's other people on there.
Yeah, maybe it might be. It looked like it might be a lot of her.
But then, isn't that Then they had a kid together.
It's kind of risky when you see like the yellow,
so
red.
At this point, I'm going to jail. This is the mother of my child.
So Mariah the Scientist is the mother of his child.
It's a girl. Now,
like,
and that's the
when,
other one. There.
Oh, and then the mother is the ex.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But I don't know. His trial is on the way right now too. Everything is going on with him. You know what I mean. So keep your head up.
Life is lifing. Life is really lifing. Fucking the shit out of everybody right now.
Like a lot.
That's a fact, man.
She nice.
But what about your man though?
Free the homie.
Who? What about your man Vince McMahon?
Oh, not the homie. Sorry.
No bueno.
I ain't gonna lie, man.
I don't want it. I'd like to. So that's what we're doing. We canceling people as a whole.
Who are we canceling? The World Wrestling
Federation today. This had niggas moving like crazy.
This is like 24 years ago, right? So they was already pressing him about sexual.
Oh, he still got some of his regular hairline on there. That's not all fake.
Nah, this is some of his regular hair. Yeah, this in 1992. One of his ex, like. This guy that's talking to him right now, he was working with the WWE as like a ring announcer and shit like that, and he fired him because he had pressed him like, bro, there's a lot of like sexual assault shit happening in here, sexual misconduct and shit, and you turning a blind eye to it. He came on his show a couple of years later, he pressed him on it, and now this female that was an ex-employee there, she accused him of that, and that's what's happening with him right now.
That's the whole canceling the...
This cancer structure is like weird, but so this is something that happened to her a long time ago, or is this something that just recently happened?
Nah,
to her?
She's an ex-employee. This is something that happened to her a long time ago.
Yeah,
that's what you mean by this cancer culture, like people saying something that happened to them before.
Mm-hmm. No, just it not before. No, it counts. It counts. I'm not saying okay. that women. You could be 30 years from now. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that. As a whole, no matter what people do and the accolades and the accomplishments and, you know, they just rip all that away from them and it's like...
It doesn't matter.
No. You know, the Bill Cosby, the R. Kelly. It only matters
to us. So you still listen to R. Kelly?
I do.
Okay.
I love them songs. I don't listen to it thinking
he was fucking
raping
the artist. I mean, once in a while, it's like, I'm not going to it, but if it's in my playlist, I'm not going to see it.
Letting it rock.
Rocking.
Because you want to know something? It's the music I'm listening to. I'm not seeing him sing.
Right. And it was a time in my life that it got me through certain things. So, like, talk about it.
I believe I can fly.
That got me through a lot of things. And so, yeah, I mean.
So you.
I don't feel like a whole people should be canceling people and because it's bullying.
The songs
it's cyber
that
bullying,
he sung, it's most likely someone wrote it and he sung it, right?
Damn, I ain't gonna lie. Okay. Kind of surprised by this take.
It
right?
is.
Right now? Because niggas fuck with R. Kelly.
Nah, man.
No.
Because it's a Vince McMahon story about sex trafficking. And
oh,
the way
that
Tina coming at it.
No, yeah, but sex trafficking is a different story,
she
though.
Answered
sorry.
No,
it's just surprising. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? Like, not in a bad
that
way.
That was the Kelly answer. That wasn't really towards the events.
Nah, because a lot of
not towards the events. Not towards the events because that happened. But there's a backstory, like how those kids were at his house. These are parents who are allowing, right? Because they're allowing their 21-year-old to be with 39-year-old, right? But not the same thing. It's like you're allowing your 13-year-old to be with a 22-year-old. So that is my thing. Like, my child is not going
to
be... quick story.
I have to agree to happen.
Right. I remember growing up, and we used to have a lot of house parties. You know, my family, Puerto Rican, everybody get together.
Yeah,
he was in everybody's house every weekend. And everybody was drinking. You know, they were smoking their joints in the room, whatever. And... my mom used to come into the rooms and check us. And she was like, oh, and if somebody was sleeping, she was like taking out the coats, putting them. And she's like, oh, you got to be careful. And she always would come in. I'm like, Mom, we playing. We having a good time.
You never know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Long story short, you know, not too long ago, about 3 or 4 years ago, we were talking with a couple of my cousins. And they mentioned how they were touched by certain people in the family. And I'm like, what? Like, it was such so crazy. And I'm like, they like, you ever have it to you? I'm like, no. I'm like, my mom, I never stayed in nobody's house. My mom, yeah, she was. And not saying that that can't happen if your parent is
not right.
But she was just so on point that she would have known a difference. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. Like, you can't just be letting your kids. They're kids. That's why they're children. That's why they come from you, because you have to teach them. You have to train them. You have to show them the right way. And although we are probably not the most best humans or the best people, right, because we were talking about that earlier, how we are some damaged and we are jaded by our upbringing or whatever. But you want to protect them as best as you could.
Thing I was going to say, right? Your mother was listening to the Buchunche and was like, oh, eso que está, eso está pasando. So that when niggas pull up, nah, nigga. It's like, just being real. Because some people Julio hear shit and be like, no va a ser eso. Yes. No, ese es mi primo. Right? Blah, blah, right?
My mother was and like, then, it could be the next door neighbor. And yeah, we like, the next door neighbor. I'm like, ma, it's John. And she's like, I don't care who it is. It could be a father. You don't sit in your father's lap. You don't sit in your uncle's lap. You don't go on people's shoulders. It was just certain things you don't. You know, you sit like a lady. You cross your legs. Yeah. You don't be kissing people. You don't ask your uncles for money. So it's like, you just, now I know as an adult, certain things that I don't do.
And mind you, what you said, don't ask your uncle for money. Mm-mm. Mind you, there's other mothers. Get that money from your uncle.
Tell
that nigga to throw you something.
Right. And my cousins used to do that. Different. And not saying that my uncles did anything to my cousins, but my cousins are a little bit dependent now. Now they look for men or certain things to fulfill. And like, I'm like, nah, because my mother was like, if we ain't got it, you ain't got it. That's it. You know, you don't go out without no money. You don't, you know, do certain things that is not in your pocket. You don't expect a man to take you on your first date to Capitoli Grill or whatever that shit is. But, right? So if you're going to go to Applebee's, you're going to make sure you got your money too so that you can pay your own bill. But these are things that we teach and we don't have time to teach because we have other people teaching our kids or getting money or being singers or whatever it is, the fame. And because that's a lot in Hollywood. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. Again, no judging. It's just like you just have to be, your third eye got to be open all the time.
Open. I mean, I don't know. I never been through nothing like as dramatic as that, like with a family member or somebody outside of my family in that type of predatory sex trial, anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So I can't tell people how to react. But sometimes I feel like what you're saying with the cancel culture shit, like you could have said something when it happened. You know what I'm saying? But now this is something that people's doing right now to get people that's at a high level, because like you're saying, they worked hard to get to wherever they're going, and then you just come out and be like, yo, he was throwing me around to wrestlers, but I was just showing you a video from 1992 that they was saying this same story, and that's like 30 years
ago. Yeah, I feel like that too, like, you know, not saying that they can't come out years later. Mm. However, it's like, when these things are happening to people, right, sometimes you hold it in because you're afraid. You hear the stories. I watch a lot of Law and Order, and you hear that the girls don't want to say because they feel like it was their fault. Yeah. And so that could be it, right? So we don't want to take that away from them. But when you look at these people who were in these vicinities and in these places, they were getting money. They were partying. Like with Bill Cosby, them girls were drinking, partying, probably sniffing, whatever it is that they were doing. And then he was like, oh, here a little extra. Not saying that that was right. But at this time, you were receiving these benefits. And now you're not receiving the benefits. So that's where I kind of like wavy with that, because like you're saying, it could be, you know, after all this time, now all of a sudden, you ain't got the bag, and now you want some money because you see all these other people wanting money. You know, it kind of waves in your head.
What about, like, the Epstein shit?
Nah, that's weird. It's a whole bunch of shit going on there.
Mad different shit going on there, but there's a lot of, like,
But what they try to do, yeah, definitely, but what they try to do with Michael Jackson, they try to put all that, and it was one kid. If you look at his record, it was one kid, and they pressed him, and he said no, and the parent was there with the kid, and yes, he did have a lot of kids in his area. Yes, but he was himself felt like he was a kid, but there's no one that could come out. They even try to make Macaulay Culkin come out, but, you know, it's just like, especially when you're high ranked and you're, for me, when you're black or brown, you're a target. That's it. It's just what it is. You know, we see it now with P. Diddy. Whether they were holding him down this whole time or whatever, whatever they have going on there, people were talking about the things that he would do. And sorry, I'm jumping.
No.
I'm double dutching.
Because I don't want to say that you were standoffish. You were standoffish to the topic, like when you saw it. But that's why I like bringing these topics up when I have multiple people on the show, because you get different point of views. You know what I'm saying?
Which one?
The Vince McMahon shit. Because it's like, I didn't know that you was gonna come off with that, and then it leads to this. You know what I'm saying? So, yes. And I thought Vince it was just going to be like, yeah, he's nasty. Like, oh,
he
that's
is
it.
Vince McMahon.
He's a I mean, he always been like that.
Right.
Always
he's been like a creep. Right. Like,
so
even he has issues with his daughter.
But with that being said, like back then, right?
I was just watching Vince McMahon versus Stephanie McMahon.
It's crazy. Like back then, you got to understand, like back then was just like partying, drinking, drugs. You know, you go out with your girls. That was a life. You know that you're in the limelight of these celebrities, right? So you don't take into consideration that, okay, you know, I know my limit. I know this and that. I know when I go out, I don't really drink at all. Like, yeah. My limit is 2. If I get to 3, like, I might feel it, whatever. But once I feel like...
You wavy?
Like, I just stop. Yeah. Right. Because I know
but
that
desperate
I can,
times call for desperate measures. So, you know, certain people will
put
themselves in those predicaments
out.
So that they can gain. You know, we were talking about gaining, giving and receiving. And some people are just there to receive. And
let me ask you a question. Ask y'all.
If I drink more than 3 cups, please put me in an Uber home, please. Because I might do something terrible.
That's good. See, look at that. Down, you're responsible.
Yeah, If I drink two full shots, it's a wrap.
Keep it a bin. I drink at places where I could sleep at.
Yeah.
If I slept there before, I'll drink it. Yeah, no problem. Because I know niggas know that couch is mine tonight. That's it.
So wait, what y'all drinking?
I drink Dulce.
Nice.
Tequila, Patron.
What's your choice?
So my
yeah, don't give me some cheap shit.
Like, what's your choice to drink? Like, what's
your first
go-to? No, I'm
just saying, don't give me no cheap shit.
You can tell Chun Chun don't drink like that, because she like,
I don't, because okay, honestly, like...
She said, which one was the pink one?
She like, Zach's on the beach.
Like, if I'm going to go with dark, it's so crazy, right? Don't...
She want Bacardi.
It's 2 of them, right? Is Johnny Walker or
now you good? Walker good.
Those
you're
are two
out. That's good.
I don't fuck
with Hennessy. Wait, now see, I'm a Walker nigga. What kind of Walker though?
Black, blue.
I think it's black. The label.
Okay.
Black.
Oh, you can black. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's
like, that is my shot.
I was
going
to say shout out to the blue and the green.
Drink.
You feel me? For my niggas that don't got it like that to get the black. You feel me?
I don't know.
And Johnny,
my
still walking.
Yeah, Johnny. Favorite
still walking.
It's a margarita with salt around the rim.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
nice.
It. Those are my 2. I don't do it on pink shit. Manhattan, all of that fruity shit. No,
yo,
but
do,
my question is to y'all this, right?
Moscato, you heard? Give me the good. You feel
you,
me?
Hitting a chick, right?
Cheers.
You hitting her, like giving it to her, right? And your
shit
is
in the back of the
whatever. I don't care how you do it.
We were talking about abuse here, so I didn't know what type of hitting.
Okay, I'm stroking her. You
stroking
her
got me wagged.
Twirling her. I don't know what the fuck I want to say. Why?
Mm-hmm. No, I got you.
Niggas in the back
and
of the back of the back.
Your shit slip out.
Since you said it like that.
Alright, boom.
Your shit slip out. And she's still moaning. Mm-hmm. Would you think she's lying?
What I think she's lying.
Don't say nothing.
I'm not saying nothing.
I ain't gonna hold you, great.
What is going through your head?
She G'ing me. That's straight gas. I'll take the gas and keep going. Don't get fucked up.
See?
I don't give a fuck. What you mean?
Like burning wood.
I'm a bad quick. Once the head wag, I'm. Afuera, I'm out of here.
Sorry.
Every nigga film a piece of diente. Out of here.
What's your answer? That's hilarious.
What's to be honest, but if my shit come out, I don't. And you said she's still moaning,
and she still moans.
I don't know. I'm not really. I don't know if I'm paying attention to it. I'm just saying.
Day,
I'm just
right?
Like. I'm just.
Nah,
I'm just chilling the moan. Right. So I'm saying, yo, I'm not me. I'm saying, yo, put it back in. You know what I'm saying? And she grabbed my shit and put it back in.
All right. So,
but
I had this.
It's cool.
This post that I put on Facebook. I was coming to y'all.
Keep going.
Shit, right. Word. And the post was females be lying when your shit slip out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So me being mean, you know, my comments, my comebacks be like, all right.
I had the room shaking.
So I was like, why guys think they know how females feel, like how we know the feeling?
Yeah,
like,
that's
right?
What I said.
So I was like, it tickled him because he DM'd me like, what the fuck is that? So then I was like, maybe you know the feeling because it slips out your butt. Like, how would you know the feeling of it, right?
I'm sorry. I ain't gonna lie. That was a body.
I did need to curse out in the DMs. She put me in my place. But
she's loaded lugs.
But my nigga, like, how would you know the feeling of it, right? So,
yo, how would you
me
know
thinking about the post, I'm a deep thinker, okay? I thought about, like, you already showed your hand how you think already. You thinking, like, your shit, your stick, your wiffle, whatever you want to call it, does
yo,
not.
Yo, your wiffle
you
got me crying.
You don't cherish it to say, yo, I know my shit is good. Yeah. So, as a female, this is what we think, right? And I really had to, like, put it out there.
Talk about it.
If we gonna keep moaning, because we know how your shit is. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, if you got, like, I'm gonna be real detailed. If your head is heading, like you got a mushroom or like a doorknob type.
She said we had a still moan.
You gotta understand that. We know how it's gonna feel when that shit go in. Like that. So that's what we moaning for, that shit, because we know.
You have a doorknob? Yeah, we outside.
With the curve?
She said, so, we still moaning after you went to the bathroom.
Like, we know how that shit's gonna feel when it goes in.
Right.
Because so, you have two sensations. You got the head and the shaft.
And I agree.
So it's like,
men
gotta,
don't know how women.
Y'all don't think like this.
Man,
so
women don't know how
I have PTSD from this shit, from reading that shit. Because the guy told me that shit. And that
and
shit turned
you?
Me off completely. Like, that, you don't know my body. Like,
you know,
I'm gonna be real detailed in this. I'm gonna be real detailed. This is somebody I was dealing with.
I'm crying.
I could be real.
Shut
up. I
could be real. I'm sorry.
But if you don't, I don't.
She was just going to war. I'm sorry, y'all.
You can't, like,
don't out petty. Don't out petty Chun Chun.
It's like, find out for your own type shit. Like, that's how I like it. I will tell you what I like or whatever.
Stop playing with her. That's what she's telling
me. But certain things I want you to find out for your own. Like,
I think that's
I did it this way.
I think that's the.
I got that response. Yeah. Oh, I did it this without me.
But I think that's the main difference between men and women.
And Libras.
Women study men, and men don't really study women.
That shit
much.
Turns
me
off.
The sexual.
I stop.
Right.
Like, but I mean personally,
yo, shout out to the respect
I
to the
try
entrance.
To learn what my woman likes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that content of what we doing, you know what I mean? That aspect. But yeah, I think that's the main difference between men and women, that men is just for the action, it's just for the sex, you know what I'm
it's
saying?
It's for the feeling.
And women
are for the,
like, we study
compassion,
we study
for the emotion,
you knowing, you know what I'm saying?
And for
but I just
intensity.
I didn't like the post.
Shout out to the ladies respecting when a nigga enter with good girth. You heard?
You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is.
Set that doorknob.
Yeah.
<It's crazy. laughs> Talk about it. Yeah, like, it's just something that we aren't like. I'm trying to say, men, like, don't think like that. Like, you fuck up a whole. That nigga fucked up my whole head when he said that shit. And then the whole time, I'm like, if you only know why I do it, it's just.
Yeah, I need to see what your response is, and you didn't hit it.
So it just didn't. It just didn't rub me the wrong way, because it made me feel like, all right, nigga, you insecure about your thing.
Nigga gave a friction.
Like, you ain't strong.
Crying.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't. Like, that's why
you
like,
I'm strong about your shit.
I'm you hyping your shit up, but you're not. You know, it just it rubbed me the wrong way. So that's why I'm just like, yeah, nah, I
some people
have a sense of insecurity or some type of, like, this is what y'all think in your head. I don't like
it's
that.
A sense of insecurity.
We're about to get up out of here. So
part two coming soon. Please be in tune for the next episode.
To be continued.
On the next episode of
Freak Nasty.
You watched the AFC or NFC Championship? We going to talk football.
Nah, I ain't see it. I ain't going to cap. Nah, talk your shit, gang. I ain't see it.
But the Chiefs won. And the 49ers won.
The Lions lost. Facts.
Yeah, them niggas had like a 17-point lead and lost.
I mean, fuck, it's the farthest they ever went. Shout out to them niggas, man.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Y'all do y'all thing.
So, who you got in the Super Bowl? Kansas City or San Francisco?
I want to say 49ers.
Is Taylor Swift going to make it to the Super Bowl?
Nah, we going with Kansas City.
Yo, that's stupid.
I guess.
Kansas City.
I'm going with Kansas City too. Who y'all got? Kansas City or San Francisco?
I don't know. Oh, San Francisco.
Who you pick?
San Francisco, good pick though.
One to Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
What's the other team?
Kansas City.
Kansas.
The Chiefs.
You want to Kansas or you going Kansas. To San Fran?
I ain't gonna front. San Fran gonna be lit.
The Chiefs been to 4 of the last 5 championship games.
And we going with San Fran. We going with the underdogs.
I ain't gonna
front. 4 times? Yeah,
I might gotta
let's
go.
Let's make it the 5th time. Let's see if they can make it.
All right. Let's talk about it.
Because, you know, at this point, I'm enraged now. Nigga. I've been almost two.
This yo, I'm with San Fran, man. I'm going with my son O.J. Simpson, man. He going with San Fran. I'm going with O.J.
I'm just saying.
So wait, but before we close out, I'm sorry. I don't want to take you. But we were talking about the 5 C's, so just break.
Oh, yeah. It was 3 C's, but she added 2 C's. But I like the 2 that you added on there because it does incorporate, but it is a really big thing and people don't talk about that shit. So the topic earlier was people who has a kid or kids, why they're not longer together. When you hear their stories, most of the time is the 3 C's. Communication, cheating, and control.
When a woman has 8 children with a man and then they're no longer together?
If they have kids together, both have kids together. Okay. And they're not together no more, and they're co-parenting or some shit like that, whatever, like that. The 3 C's, you know, the 3 C's are communication, cheating, and control. When you hear stories sometimes, and you know, some people kind of vent to you and shit and this and that, and you can hear that shit
those
in
categories,
there. Like,
yeah, definitely.
You know, and you always say, well, which one do you fit in?
Right.
You know? And it just kind of infuriates me to say that. How is it that y'all got to the point to make a kid and y'all not together to be with that kid? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because you could control all those things, you could discipline yourself in all those categories to be a good person. So why is it that you can't be this person for this kid?
My bad for the ignorant shit. It was high levels of lust that birthed the child.
Or you could have controlled love was having never there. A kid.
Yeah, yeah, like
it was really. I really, 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 really like you, but I ain't really caring about after this.
Yeah, like
so
I just
nutted than you, baby, and damn.
It just hurts me. It hurts me when I see it. It hurts
talk,
me,
right? That's real talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
You can control. You have every right.
But that's
everything
right?
To go for everybody.
I mean, there's some shitty ass females out there right.
That don't deserve to have a kid with the man that they have a kid with, and vice versa.
Niggas got
but
God
I'm just
with
saying,
the
like,
hole
y'all
in
both,
the condom.
Y'all both came together to make this kid. Why couldn't y'all
always bring your own condoms to the party, people? You
but
heard?
I would tell you from my own experience. Mm-hmm.
Not the old joints, though.
So, we were in love. We were in love. We had children. We had 2 boys. We got married.
This could be.
And then it didn't work.
Right.
And so it's so many things that could come into, you know, into reflect because of that. Like we were talking earlier about, you know, your upbringing.
Right.
And
right.
not having a 2-family home.
Correct.
Not knowing how to communicate. Not
right.
knowing, right, how
yes.
to work out finances.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing how to, you know, compromise. Not knowing how to sacrifice. So when you're young, and you know you're selfish, and then it's like I don't want this responsibility, and
right.
it's like I don't want it either, but somebody has to do it, and I don't want to, you know. So there's all this back and forth. It's like it leads to people separating because no one wants to take the initiative and say we're broken,
right?
We don't have the tools. We didn't have the tools to do what we should have done.
Right.
Do right by the kid.
Right. And even being 19 years old and not putting any blame on anyone, but I shouldn't have been able to be in a relationship and, you know, have a baby.
Right.
I don't regret it. I love my children.
Right.
I have it
yes.
all. I'll have
yes.
them all over again, the same time, same place, everything.
Yes.
But,
just
however,
looking at it at a
if I had the tools, right, I would have more for them. I wouldn't be.
Right. Your resources would be a little bit more broadened with them.
And I
wouldn't
feel
now what you know.
This battle of what I was telling him earlier of now being a mom, I see my mom's struggles. I see now what she from the outside in,
right,
what she went through. And like, she was so quiet about everything. She just did stuff. Yes. A single mother, four children. She adopted my cousin. And so, you know, this will all be in my book that's coming out.
And that alone, thank you. Yes. And that alone is something, like, they was a different era.
Mm-hmm. Right. My mom's 75 years old.
They keep shit.
All that. You couldn't express yourself like you do now at all.
And then their kids, because I wouldn't know, like, if, what are you, like, middle?
I'm 42, and my oldest brother, I'm the baby. And my brother, he would have been 57 now.
So you probably bought a different change.
Right. Because
my mom,
thank you, baby. And so, yeah.
Mom, I need to tell you about
this. Yeah, because she was 33 already, so she's like, she didn't take me to dentist. You know, it's just certain things. Not putting blame, but just saying that you're 33, you have four children,
you broke that mold. Generational curse per se, right, where you could express yourself,
and I was able to expand, and
she was able to intake it and be like,
and learn from
it. It took some time for her to talk back to you.
Yes.
See, but it gets there, because it's like, you like, yo, this is what we're doing now. We can't.
I was very expressive. Yeah, I was always very talkative. So, and my mom's like, she had, it was only me in the house, because now everybody's 18. My sister had a baby. Everybody's out the house. So it was mostly me and my mom, although I have four other siblings. Mm. But, you learn to deal with the things that you've had in your life and the upbringing. Right. But you can't deny that deep inside, some of those things are still with you, and it trails off, and those are the relationships that you have now, and it's a battle every day.
I'm doing all that shit in therapy right
that's
now.
That's it. Do it. That's our only way. Talking about it, releasing it, and being honest, even with yourself.
I think that's what it is. You know, trying to end this. I'm sorry to end this. As much as we always say communication is the key, everybody's communication is different. We really have to really sit there and be honest with each other and not beat around the bush talking about that nigga didn't communicate to me. She did. He did. But was you listening?
When someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Oh my God. Girl, sister, yes. Amen.
We're here.
It's something really, honestly, if you show me in the beginning this is who you are, I'm going to take you this is who you are.
Those are those red flags.
Like, it's one thing I just want to say. Communication is just to get, you know, end it with a little positive going. Everybody's communication is different. Okay, you have to figure out how they communicate or how they grasp or comprehend when you speak.
Right. Or basically, I mean, I don't want to sound like a runaway, but if something is not suitable for me, I'm not there anymore. Yeah. Like, I'm going to tell you.
I'm out. I'm going to express to you.
I am.
Within the time we were talking about.
I'm probably going to tell you a lot of times. Yeah. Right. But there's going to come a time that I'm not going to say that. You're a Libra, right?
I'm a Leo.
Oh, you're in there. August. Yes, I remember that.
Right. I would love to see everyone have a great day today, and please subscribe to subscribe to Don Cole and D Reekin Hippie Show. So, please subscribe, and please do everything you have to subscribe. Have a great day. Like,
press
and
this button.
Subscribe and share.
I'm assuming it's on this side, but I'm pointing this way. So when you bleep this, you know. All right, cool.
Nah, man. But hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, man. If you did, hit the like, leave a comment on anything that you liked that we had to say, man. And if you're not subscribed, subscribe. You know what I'm saying?
Right now.
And if you want a copy of my book, you can follow me at Tianse_knows-it-all. Actually, it's in the process, and it's not going to come out until probably a couple of years, but just be ready.
Just be ready. It's there. Be ready.
It's in the process.
That's a fact, man. So for Spliff, for Chun Chun, for Tianse, it's D. Reekin Hippie, and y'all ready.
Have a great day. Bye. See you later. Bye.